Welcome to Health Radio FM. I'm your host today, Tammy Lee McNabb. My guest today is Hannah Tinney of Essential Health and Natural Wellness Center. Hannah is a registered massage therapist, and you've been practicing for how long?
I've been practicing since 2011 in about April.
And do you have any specialties you're focusing on? Are you a general therapist? What do you do exactly?
Well, I don't exactly specialize in anything, but I've learned a variety of techniques that I choose from based on the assessment and what I see that the patient needs. So I sort of have an imaginary toolbox. I keep all of my techniques at my side. I have them in the back of my head, and I bring them out as I feel they're needed.
So let's talk about massage therapy in general and just go over what it means to be a massage therapist. What can I expect during a visit? What is massage therapy?
All right. Well, massage therapy really, it can help sort of any ailment, any sort of illness or dysfunction with the body. What to expect at a massage, a lot of people don't know if they show up and they just put on a robe and lie down. It's a little bit more therapeutic than that. It's a lot more clinical. What I get people to do when they come in is they sit down in the waiting room and they fill out a form just once for their file with all the clinical information that I'll need, like their past health history, if they've got any injuries or allergies, certain medications. There are medications that are contraindicated for massage, so I need to know that before we begin. Once they come in, I sit them down and we just have a chat. We just talk for about 15 minutes about their history. I get to know, why are you here to see me today? Is it your neck? Is it your digestive system? Is it your heart? Why are you coming in to see me? And then we go from there. I usually do about 5 minutes of assessment. I may do some special testing to really focus in on what's going on here, where is it all coming from. And then we do the treatment. I leave the room and I allow people to get undressed down to what they're comfortable with. Most people get down to their underwear. Some people like to keep some clothes on. I can usually do anything I need to with whatever they're comfortable with. Once they're dressed, they go underneath the sheet, and then I come back in and I do the treatment. The treatment's different for everyone depending on what techniques I'm using. And I always get people to let me know how they're feeling. If there's a lot of pain, then I'll ease up, and they can always stop it at any time. No one has to come have a massage and just take it as it is. They can always say, that's enough for me today, or they can say, please spend 5 more minutes here. They can always change it, and that way I know that they're comfortable and they're getting what they need. At the end, I leave the room, they get dressed, and I come back in, I see how they're feeling, and at that point, we reassess, and that's when I sort of make a management plan. I say how many times I should see you, if at all, and we kind of make that decision together at the end.
I love getting a massage, but I usually go to a spa for a massage. Are you the same type of person that spa that I'm seeing, or are you more technical in your work?
I tend to be a bit more technical. There are some spas now that hire RMTs, so they'll have the same base of knowledge that I do now, which is great. But for some spa therapists, they don't have the clinical training that I've had. The curriculum that I learned going to college, it's all very anatomical. It's really, really, really informative. And it's a lot more in-depth than what a spa therapist will go to. A lot of techniques that they teach spa therapists are all for relaxation. It's all very superficial. It's all the skin, and it's all very slow, whereas the techniques that we learn are really to focus on specific ailments and specific dysfunctions.
Tell me some of the recent ailments that you've dealt with some of your clients and how you took care of them.
Well, the most common one are headaches and muscle tension. And those can come from a variety of causes. I mean, sometimes you can get a headache just from having a blood pressure disorder or anything like that. But the most common one is if you're working at a desk or if you're having any sort of postural imbalances. In that case, I sort of look at the spine and see how it's aligned. Sometimes if there's a vertebrae that's out of alignment, I might refer them to either my mommy or the physio, or I might refer them to a chiropractor. But if it's muscle tension, if they have trigger points, then I can just treat them that way. And then before I send them home, I always teach them stretches they can do at home, as well as strengthening exercises for muscles that may be weakened that will help realign the spine.
I know that for a lot of people, you'll feel a lump in their back that's tension. But what are all those little tiny dots that you try to break down? Like, they're almost like little crystals that you're breaking. Can you explain that to us?
Yeah, I get that question a lot, actually. Is that a knot that I'm feeling, or is it a bump? Really, the muscle doesn't knot. It doesn't sort of twist up in itself and tie in a knot. But sometimes fibers can get a little bit more stimuli than other fibers, and they'll tighten up. The muscle fibers will get more nerve feedback for some reason. Usually it's when something sudden happens, like you drop something or you turn around really quickly and something jars, and a few of the muscle fibers can tense up. Just to protect you, they think that something's going to go wrong. So they tighten up and they spasm, and then they stay like that. And that's usually how problems occur. So when you're feeling your shoulders, you're feeling your neck, and you feel that sort of lump, usually that's that can be just a muscle fiber that's tightened up because something isn't either it's in the wrong place or something's out of line. There are other times that it could be a rib that you're feeling. Some people feel their shoulders and don't realize they have ribs that high, and they feel this hard thing, and they think it's a muscle, so they're digging and digging and digging at it, and it's only making it worse. And in that sense, it's usually a rib that's maybe out of place. Or it could be a vertebrae as well.
A rib that's out of place. That sounds horrible. What does that mean? And is that common?
It is so common. Yeah. And it's not even that painful. It feels like it's a stretched muscle. What I get people to do if they're not sure if it's a rib or if it's just a muscle in their shoulder that they're feeling is to see how the range of motion feels with it. They'll think that it's maybe their upper trap muscle right on top of their shoulder. And I get them to tilt their head, bring their ear to their shoulder. And if they bring the ear to the shoulder that's on the same side as the muscle tension, then usually if it hurts, that's usually more of the rib, because a rib is supposed to move as you move your head. So if you move your head to the side, the rib is supposed to move out of the way. It's supposed to roll back, the first couple ribs anyway. They're supposed to move back as you tilt your head to the side. And when they don't, if they're stuck in the wrong place, that'll really hurt the muscle as you're trying to move it. And then when you move your head away from it to the other side, it relieves it. Whereas if it's a muscle knot, or if it's a tension, or if it's a muscle spasm, moving your head towards it will slacken it, give it some relief. It'll feel much better to move towards it, whereas you move away from it and stretch it, it'll sort of tear it and hurt it and strain it. So that's really an easy way to do at home, to see where it's coming from. Just move your head side to side. If you can't tell, just try and get that information and then go see your therapist, and then I can always help you with that and we can deal with it together.
Overall, if I'm feeling basically pretty good and I'm in pretty good health, how often should I be coming to see you per month?
Per month, you probably, if you're feeling great, I would suggest maybe just come once a month to 6 weeks. Some people, I just say, come whenever you want. A lot of people have restrictions financially or with their medical plans. So I say work within it. If you only have X amount of dollars or X amount of treatments, work within that. I don't want to force anyone to go out with what they're comfortable with. But on a normal basis, I would say probably a month to 6 weeks.
Hannah, thank you so much for all that general information on your practice. You're with Hannah Tinney. You can get more information on where she's from at www.drcobi.com. Thanks for joining us today.
Thank you so much.